Okay, so it's time for this week's Prem Picks then on Smoke Radio with John and Frosty and Sam Lovell Sport. Now, in recent weeks, there's been an upset on the cards here. Frosty, of course, going up head-to-head with Sam Lovell Sport.
Yeah.
And before this week, you were winning 10-8, Frost.
Yes.
Well, let's see how you got on this week then, because no, Lovell's been getting competitive. He doesn't like it. You know, he should win this
he
hands down,
like
really.
Being a loser.
I'm not a loser.
He should win this hands down.
So,
the games from last weekend then. Bolton versus Wolves. Now, this was a good start for you, Frosty. You said 1-0 to Wolves. 1-0 to Bolton, sorry.
Yes, I did.
And it was 1-0 to Bolton. So you got 3 points on that one.
Jono,
yeah?
If people do listen to the podcast, they will hear that I was going to go for 1-0.
You said it on the podcast. You are right there, Lovell. You are very, very right there.
I can't go for the same score.
You are right there.
Who says?
Me.
Oh, well, you've only got yourself to blame. It's your rules.
It's not my...
I hate you.
It's getting very, very squabbly. Anyway, love, well, you said 1-0, you got nothing.
I know, Kevin Doyle didn't get that last minute equaliser that I said he would.
Absolutely. Burnley, Pompey. Frosty, you went 1-0 to Burnley.
I did.
You got nothing.
Oh, why?
Lovell, you got 0-0, you got nothing as well. The final score was Burnley 1, Portsmouth 2.
No, who saw that one coming?
I did.
Blummin' Portsmouth.
Chelsea, Man City. Who saw this one coming? Chelsea, Man City, 1-0, you said, Frosty. Nothing on that. Lovell Sport, you said 3-1, Chelsea. You got nothing. It was indeed 4-2 to Man City.
An amazing game.
Who saw that one coming as well? And who saw the Wayne Bridge?
We all saw that
Wayne Bridge
coming.
With a bit, little bit of a slap. Yes. It's a bit of a slap in the face for John Terry, that, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like, ooh, I'm not shaking your
hand. It's not like you don't deserve it.
It's like, handbags, girls, come on.
Absolutely, and yeah, I could probably say the same about you two, to be honest.
Handbags
at the moment.
We're nothing like John Terry and Wayne Bridge.
Yeah.
First of all, I haven't slept with his missus yet, and second of all,
all right, we'll move on. Tottenham Everton, Frosty.
Sorry,
I don't want to be a fight in here, you know. Frosty, you said 2-2, nothing. Lovell Sport, you said
Tottenham Everton.
Yeah, you said 3-1, Lovell. You got a point.
It's 2-1. It's so close.
It was 2-1 to Tottenham in the end, wasn't it?
Yeah,
we're
both
so,
so close.
You got a point for that. Liverpool, Blackburn. Lovell, you said 1-1. You got nothing.
It's
that was a pretty optimistic, I think.
It wasn't. If you'd seen the game,
well,
you'd
I didn't
know
see
that
the
Blackburn
game.
Dominated.
Well, I don't want to watch Blackburn.
Dominated.
And Frosty, you said 2-0 to Liverpool. You got a point on that one. So
the final score
was 2-1 to Liverpool.
Oh,
so close, but
Super Keith scored.
So the final score for this week, Frosty 4, Sam Lovell Sport 1.
Yay!
Which means that Frosty now has opened up a 5-point gap over Sam Lovell Sport. Which means it's now Frosty 14, Sam Lovell Sport 9 after week 4. But there is still a lot of time for all that to change, of course.
Daddy's got a sweet tooth tonight!
Actually, you're both really bad because I was doing the maths earlier. We've now been doing this for 4 weeks, right?
Yeah.
And you've only, out of a possible 60 points, did I say?
Yeah.
Out of a possible 60 points, you've only got 9. And Frosty, you've only got 14.
Yeah,
so
but I have to get every single game score right for that.
But the facts are, Frosty leads.
If it was just picking the right team, it's possible out of 20.
The facts are, Frosty leads. And we're going to move on to this week's games. And this week's a bit different because it's spread over... into Monday and Tuesday as well, because there just aren't enough games in the Premier League. So we're on to Monday night and Tuesday night games this week as well.
Fair enough.
I'm going to start off with Lovell Sport.
Yep. Start for the winner, as usual. Come on.
Well, you're not winning. Anyway, we're going to go West Ham-Bolton on Saturday, Lovell Sport.
I'm going 2-1 West Ham.
Big game, that one at the bottom of the table.
Chucking it in there, 2-1.
Frosty?
Let's see, West Ham-Bolton. I am going to... What did you say?
2-1 West Ham.
I'm going to go 2-1 Bolton.
Oh,
yeah.
The Bolton who aren't scoring at the moment.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They're due for a turnaround, and especially against West Ham.
Frosty, I'm going to go to you first on this one. Wolves versus Manchester United. That's on Saturday as well.
I'm going to go 4-0 Man U.
Oof, optimistic. Optimistic.
Could you be more emphatic, please? Lovell Sport?
3-1 Manchester United.
With
Kevin Doyle scoring a last-minute goal.
He doesn't get an extra point for
you're
that
not
if it
big
happens.
Fans of that. Kevin Doyle's not a big fan of you. I expect he listens to this show and he's thinking, oh, you know, I'm not going to do that because I don't like Lovell Sport.
He probably is.
Monday night, Wigan, Liverpool, Frosty.
Wigan, Liverpool, you say?
Mm-hmm.
2-1 Liverpool.